So we had talked before, mm-hmm. and you were saying that this podcasting space in Africa, mm-hmm. in general, mm-hmm. is a very young, young space.
Yes, I did.
It's a very young space. Mm-hmm. So anybody who's starting out, what can you like tell them?
These people are now mm-hmm. the pioneers. Mm-hmm. Like, of course. I've seen like on social media, everyone is saying, "Oh, everyone is getting a mic for a podcast." But it's a very young niche, mm-hmm. and people can tap into it. Mm-hmm. Like, do not worry about how many people are doing it. These mm-hmm. people, mm-hmm. Time will weed out mm-hmm. most of them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like writing. Something becomes very popular. Mm-hmm. Everyone wants to do it.
Yeah.
But with time. Mm-hmm. Those people were not passionate. Those people did not want to do it
because they wanted it,
but because it was being done by others, mm-hmm. those will be mm-hmm. weeded out. So mm-hmm. if that is your passion, mm-hmm. this is actually the time to get in. Like, there is never mm-hmm. a better time than now. Yeah.
And so, is it like gratifying to you that you started it was very shaky in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Is the growth gratifying to you, like as a person, as a creator?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that you starting in 2020 was the right decision?
2020.
Yeah.
I think
if you starting in 2020, was it the right decision for you for the?
The growth has been very very gradual, like mm-hmm. slow, mm-hmm. the slow hike.
Mm-hmm.
But I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I like. Everything I've learned throughout mm-hmm. the process, mm-hmm. it has been rocky. There has been a lot of problems like
mm-hmm.
Coming up,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think there is a bad time to start. I think the only bad thing that you
mm-hmm.
can do
mm-hmm.
as a content creator
mm-hmm.
in any kind of niche mm-hmm. is not starting
mm-hmm.
or giving up. Consistency is nice, so
mm-hmm.
I think any time is okay. I don't think there was a better time I could have started, like in 2019 or anything.
Mm-hmm.
I think the time I started is okay.
Mm-hmm.
You can start right now. It's going to be okay. Anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Just start and be mm-hmm. consistent. Yeah.
What's the future, like, tech-wise? What's the future of the space? And what's, like, the future of, like... Because most of the time people are saying, oh, Africa is the future and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are some of your projections when it comes to maybe content creation in Africa?
I was telling you the other day,
yeah.
Content
mm-hmm.
creation as well is
mm-hmm.
still very young in
mm-hmm.
in the African
mm-hmm.
space.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not call it the desk space.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just now starting to consume our content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
because as we said earlier, they've been looking in other markets for content,
mm-hmm.
either in entertainment,
mm-hmm.
in TV shows, whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone is now looking
you
to support
yeah.
their
yeah.
own.
Yeah,
yeah. And businesses. We are starting a lot of businesses
mm-hmm.
in the digital world,
mm-hmm.
and this is a very young
space
mm-hmm. with potential to grow
mm-hmm.
massively. This
mm-hmm.
is not like. It's like when the internet was starting.
Uh-huh.
Now it's starting for us afresh here
uh-huh.
because a couple of years ago, like when I did start in 2020, yeah,
uh-huh.
when I did start
uh-huh.
writing as a career,
uh-huh.
I could not go and tell my folks that
uh-huh.
This is the what I'm going to be doing.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be creating videos
uh-huh.
as a career. It would
uh-huh.
they would be like, what? Why
yeah.
not? Why do you not want to be a doctor? Why
do something
so yeah, it was still not fathomable.
Uh-huh.
But
uh-huh.
it was still not fathomable. But
mm-hmm.
now that it's something that people can do,
mm-hmm.
it's being accepted.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be shunned. You don't have to be afraid to take out the camera.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was a time people were like being shunned.
Mm-hmm.
For,
yeah,
okay,
take,
yeah.
Like, even like in for photographers in
mm-hmm.
Nairobi, it
mm-hmm.
was hard for
the yeah,
to
like,
do
but now since I'll call it the bloom in
mm-hmm.
the African space,
mm-hmm.
this is the perfect
mm-hmm.
time,
mm-hmm.
and we can only go upwards from here.
What can like maybe I'm running this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do maybe for collaboration with? I don't know, maybe let's say.
Mm-hmm.
I want to collaborate with people maybe in Uganda or something
mm-hmm.
of the sort.
Mm-hmm.
What can like advise? Can you advise a person like me who wants to maybe to collaborate with others so that they can expand their market?
I think collaboration is pretty important.
Mm-hmm.
Working with other people expands your
scope.
Yeah, your scope highly, mm-hmm. and it's a nice thing. And with mm-hmm. technology mm-hmm. and how easy it is to collaborate mm-hmm. now, mm-hmm. like you can use mm-hmm. software like CleanFit to record
mm-hmm.
a studio quality mm-hmm. podcast with somebody mm-hmm. remotely.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty easy right now, mm-hmm. and I think I would highly advise people to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Running something mm-hmm. alone mm-hmm.
is hard,
yeah. So collaboration is welcome. Mm-hmm. You should actually strive to work with people.
Other people,
yeah,
in this helps, space.
Yeah, people want to see mm-hmm. different, like I was saying, in terms of reviews, they want to compare, they want to hear like two different people
mm-hmm.
have a discourse
mm-hmm.
instead of one. I think mm-hmm. two is better than one in that perspective.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So for me, one of the major things, the problems that I have maybe with brands,
mm-hmm.
especially in Kenya,
mm-hmm.
is their PR packages.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, because well, let's say I'm looking at maybe there are some PR packages maybe being sent to maybe an Unbox Therapy or something
mm-hmm.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
They are given maybe the whole range of devices
mm-hmm.
to do
reviews
on
mm-hmm.
In Kenya
mm-hmm.
Is that like a problem, like especially like is it a problem, a barrier of entry to maybe you tech people
mm-hmm. in the
because,
tech world.
Yeah, because you can't get like these gadgets
mm-hmm.
like let's say you want to review maybe the new Samsung
mm-hmm.
you cannot get maybe the whole range of the products for you to review
mm-hmm.
What can maybe brands do to maybe make it easier for you as a creator in this market
mm-hmm.
to give your perspective on the products to the market that you're serving?
Given that I've said that the audience is
mm-hmm.
ever growing
mm-hmm.
and now we have more content and
mm-hmm.
We need more content to satisfy
mm-hmm.
this
growing need.
Yeah, so I think brands
mm-hmm.
definitely
mm-hmm.
have to step up,
uh-huh.
like provide this content for us, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like if it's whatever they are doing
mm-hmm.
out there, they should do it the same
here.
Down here,
uh-huh.
yeah, because we are just going to be as important if they are selling to the market and they want these people who are reading our content to buy their devices
uh-huh.
and yeah, they should provide, they will, I think it's not even
eventually
enough. Yeah, they
uh-huh.
will, it
uh-huh.
will have to happen
uh-huh.
But the more the people increase, so the more we are creating
mm-hmm.
content and
mm-hmm.
we are a lot of people, so I'd advise a lot of people to take it up
mm-hmm.
like if you want to do it like passionately, not
mm-hmm.
because other people are doing it, but come
mm-hmm.
and tukiwa wengi, we
yeah.
can definitely...
Oh, mneza pressure these people
yeah.
to do that.
When I'm alone,
yeah.
it's hard. So
so how do you gauge growth?
Growth
yeah.
numbers.
Uh-huh.
Growth is definitely numbers.
Uh-huh.
You can see the quality of production.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, you can... Maybe people, so, or some people will say money.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. If, like, for me, I have a certain set of goals. I say by 2023, I want this to achieve this number.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have this number of people working
mm-hmm.
for me
mm-hmm.
or with me. I want to
mm-hmm.
have audiovisual like I've started.
Mm-hmm.
I want to have TikTok. I want to have YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
When I achieve all these set goals,
mm-hmm.
that is growth.
Growth to you.
Yeah.
You've talked about that monetization and crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
So how can Kenyan creators crowdfund? Like, how can they do it? Because we don't have the access to this Kickstarter and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
How can, let's say I want to crowdfund, what
mm-hmm.
what steps can I take?
I think crowdfunding generally,
mm-hmm.
if you Google
mm-hmm.
It's just asking for money
from
people
yeah. uh-huh.
around you, so
uh-huh.
you can start with your friends
uh-huh.
you can start with family
uh-huh.
you can start with
a wider group of people, maybe your audience.
Yeah, from your circle.
Uh-huh.
Like people from your circle mm-hmm. who you can easily convince
that it's worth,
that what you're doing is mm-hmm. nice. This is where crowdfunding
uh-huh.
starts.
Uh-huh.
And then when you have growth
mm-hmm.
now
mm-hmm.
and when you can,
mm-hmm.
if this is only if you want to do it alone,
mm-hmm.
yeah? Because this is when you don't want to like
mm-hmm.
make it a startup
mm-hmm.
and approach this.
Approach
whatever,
yeah.
And what, this is if you just want to go at it alone
mm-hmm.
with no debt,
mm-hmm.
and you just want to start
mm-hmm.
alone, yeah, you can crowdfund. This is from
people, family, and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So, you've talked about the seed rounds and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Have you tried? Have you gone the that way, Ama? You've decided just to do it on your own.
If
for grants and things like that.
We talked about monetization a little bit, and we said one was approaching grants.
Mm-hmm.
Another kind of monetization is approaching investors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
But this one is a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have some
a product, uh-huh.
some foundation.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have something to sell to
mm-hmm.
these investors.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you have started your podcast, you have started everything, and you can show the growth,
the audience, the what you're offering.
Yeah, and you can show that it can generate income. So
mm-hmm.
you have to be at least generating income. You can show this can be
done.
Yeah, this can be monetized. This will bring back your money. This will make you back your money.
Mm-hmm.
You can then approach
investors.
Yeah, investors.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is with this is you can't do it alone. You have to have a team.
Uh-huh.
You have to have like a physical office. Mm-hmm. You have to have something
like
that is tangible. This is something. Yeah,
yeah,
this is not just a person who is
uh-huh.
doing something for fun.
Uh-huh.
So that is another kind of monetization.
Mm-hmm.
The other one
mm-hmm.
is ads.
Ads. Like, yeah. Uh-huh.
This is easy.
Uh-huh.
People will approach you. Like if you have a certain number of
followers
and viewers,
yeah.
This is not like brands. These are just ads.
Ads.
Like people just like yourself
yeah.
that want to advertise on your platforms.
Uh-huh.
And this is another way people who are content creating make money. So they get adverts. Like if you have, like I have a Telegram channel, and once it hits like 2,000, 3,000 people in the channel, people will approach you and they'll tell you, oh, I have this app,
uh-huh.
I have this thing, can you like advertise it? It's,
uh-huh.
it's a kind of influencer thing.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that is another kind of monetization. So there, if we were to talk about monetization, that would be a podcast by itself.
Okay, so one of the things that I had wanted to talk about as well, I think you'll be an expert on this. So there's been the rise of ChatGPT and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So people have talked over how you can prompt and all.
Mm-hmm.
So my interest was, so there was an expose by some US magazine saying Kenyan contractors were the ones who made ChatGPT safer and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they were getting paid peanuts. Yeah. So my thing was what makes Kenya like a prime market for such, because it's not only ChatGPT, there have been things like Kenyan what do you call them, not tech bros, Kenyan coders and programmers are very, I think they are very well sought after in the international market, the academic writing and other stuff. What makes Kenya a ripe place for brain drain, basically?
I think we are just as good
as anywhere else. Uh-huh.
Like you see those investors, inventors,
uh-huh.
like in the old days, they invented the wheel and whatnot, and we know about them.
Yeah.
We are just as good as them. It's just that because we are in Africa and we didn't have, we underwent a lot of problems in our, like coming up, the whole
whatever
colonization
stuff,
and that dimmed us down. That does not mean we don't have talent or we are less superior people than any other people elsewhere. So what happens is these people are more developed. Like if they invent shit, it will be more prevalent. We'll see it more than they see it down here. So that dims down on everything. From talent, people in Africa, let me not just say Kenya.
In
Kenya, they don't develop their talents. That is not to mean they don't have talents. They have them. So now what is happening, people are looking for many, many means of making
money,
income. Yeah, and this is where now our brains are starting to get used up by these other people, because we are cheap. We are not developed. Like they could get the same
rates,
the same kind of work outside there, but because us, we are not developed, we are looking for that cheap amount of money. So they could outsource work elsewhere, anywhere. People are just the same. They have the same brain, they have the same whatever, but because it's cheaper here in Africa, in Kenya, of course they'll come here. And because we are ready to channel the work for the cheap pay, we're going to do it. So yeah, people.
So basically, there's a market
for. Yeah, there's a market because I guess you're going. I'm going to just say, I guess we're just cheap.
So yeah, like we are as excellent as anywhere.
Yeah, as anywhere else, you can get paid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if OpenAI had decided to outsource that work to people in the United States, they would have paid
the
so
rates,
much.
The
yeah,
same, the rates there
very high,
mm-hmm.
and we can charge the same
mm-hmm.
because it's the same kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
But we are just cheap, and of course they are going to come here because everybody wants cheap work. Yes.
Yeah, true. So what's in the future for maybe the tech space in Kenya,
mm-hmm.
and what the future for your magazine? What's the future looking like? What are the plans and things like that?
With the growth in the tech space right now,
mm-hmm.
and with people realizing what they're worth,
mm-hmm.
and they are starting to charge what they're worth,
mm-hmm.
they're starting to know they can do this thing
better.
They don't have just to farm,
yeah.
they don't have to be doctors and pilots, and you can do anything
mm-hmm.
you want. Like those talents, you can be a basketball
mm-hmm.
player, you can do everything
mm-hmm.
any other person is doing to make money outside there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually going to be pretty interesting the next couple of years. Yeah, because I think we'll see very significant growth in
mm-hmm.
Whatever everyone is doing right
mm-hmm.
now, because the limitations are becoming
very little.
Very little, because even you can see they launched
mm-hmm.
Starlink
mm-hmm.
here, so even people in most remote areas will
can
have
access internet.
They'll have access to everything, so
mm-hmm.
it's ripe for growth.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Yeah.
I will add all the links where people that can find you online,
yeah.
your work in the Tech Speaks Africa pages.
Mm-hmm.
Then I hope we can host you another day, and thank you so much for coming on.
Yeah, no problem. Pleasure having myself on the
podcast. Peace.